Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Behind enemy lines, coming to you once again, this is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today, who is covering the Bilderberg Conference in Canada. Hopefully Alex will be calling in today and he'll get an update on exactly what those guys are up to. Yes, there is some breaking news on this story, and we hope that Alex will be able to call in and give us all a big update. But thanks for joining us today, folks. Again, Jack Blood. I host the program just after the Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday, on the one and only GCN Radio Network. We've got a great show for you today. Joining us in the next hour will be Paul Joseph Watson. Of course, we will be updating you on this Zakawi story. I believe he's just about out of lives. Nine lives is good even for a cat, and Zakawi might even be surpassing that. We will cover that breaking news story in the third hour of today's broadcast, 1 o'clock here Central Time. Michael Cristofaro will be joining us, and he is one of the last holdouts in the Pilo versus New London case of eminent domain. And they just really lost an important meeting, a city council meeting in Connecticut, and Michael Cristofaro is one of the people who is going to hold out no matter what he has to do to stay on his land so that the government will not be able to use eminent domain to evict himself and fellow people living on the land in New London, Connecticut. Just a terrible, terrible story. Most of the neocons even agree with us on this one, that eminent domain is imminent slavery for all of us. So that is a lot of news we're going to have, a lot of great interviews for you today. Of course, a lot of breaking news that we'll get to you as well. A couple of things we're going to cover on today's program. The Michigan panel has voted to display the Ten Commandments at the Capitol. Of course, the ACLU is quite upset about that. Documents show that post-war CIA covered up Nazi war crimes. I know that's not going to surprise a lot of you. DHS board is sued over cameras in locker rooms at a high school in Dearborn, Michigan. Something, again, doesn't surprise a lot of you. Double counting gold by central banks may have aided in price suppression. This is coming right out of the mainstream media. We're going to talk about that as well. George W. Bush has said deportation ain't going to work. It's not going to work. We're not going to do it. We'll get into that a little bit as well today. Just a ton of news to report. Yesterday, on my program, Deadline Live, we talked a little bit about something, well, everybody in the mainstream news seemed to be talking about. This was the prime indicator of what would happen in the 06 midterm elections. Will we have a trifecta continued under the Bush administration with Republican-controlled Congress, or will we have a bit of gridlock with the Democrats taking control of Congress? The prime indicator came in yesterday with an election in California, and this is also some news we'll try to cover today because it appears now that there was election fraud as the vote itself was tallied up on a hackable ES&S voting machine. And of course, today the biggest story that the neocons are hawking to you, Zakawi, the dreaded Zakawi, head of all al-Qaeda, number two in al-Qaeda, was killed in an Iraq air raid. Now, of course, this really rings very much of the Uday and Qusay debacle, where we didn't send in special forces. We weren't able to capture Saddam's sons in order to interrogate them or find out what we might need to know or use them in some capacity to help us gain control over a complete mess in Iraq. No, we just bombed them and killed them. Didn't look like them. There was a little plastic surgery done in order to reinforce the fact that it was Uday and Qusay. To this day, we're not actually sure what happened. Same thing here with the Zakawi story, folks. They had an opportunity. They supposedly, allegedly, knew where Zakawi was. They could have sent in special forces, captured this guy, sent him to a torture camp somewhere in Poland, and maybe gotten some more information. Well, of course, this is how they put it forward. But no, did they do that? They bombed him. He's gone. I think one of his boots and his wooden leg might be left. Well, we're going to cover this extensively on today's program. A ton of news and your calls. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Wow. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a war on for your mind. You are under attack. And that's why we're fighting back. That's why we are here to decode, to declassify, to crash through the propaganda, the psychological operations that come out of the White House and from our globalist controllers. Are they controlling you? Not controlling me. Now, obviously, if you're listening to this show, you've got the heads up. You understand. Of course, this is the Alex Jones Show, GCN Radio Network. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex today, and I'll also be back tomorrow while Alex is up covering the Bilderberg Conference in Canada. Now, we got a couple of calls from Canada. We're going to try to get to everybody's calls, 1-800-259-9231. You can stay on the tarmac, and we'll try to get to everybody in a timely manner. Well, of course, you can't kill Goldstein, can you? Emmanuel Goldstein, still alive and well. Now, Bush has put out a statement on al-Zarqawi, but we've been through this before, haven't we? How many times has Zarqawi been killed? How many times has he run away from Humvees through the desert on his wooden leg? This is a guy you cannot kill, and I'll make a little prediction for you. This is pretty easy. I don't have to use a crystal ball to figure this one out. In about 6 months, we'll be back to hunting Zarqawi again. Or did we finally kill him? You know, if you look at this, it's very simple to decode. The Bush administration, the White House, the Karl Rove and Cheney machine is throwing everything at us that they possibly can. Now, some of it is distraction to keep us distracted from some of the more evil pursuance that the Bush administration is after. But a lot of this is really supporting this midterm election, I believe. The approval ratings are rock bottom and continue to fall. The bottom is completely falling out under the Bush administration. So what do you do? you begin to have a number of terror attacks, a number of terrorist arrests, especially including the teenagers who were chatting on the internet and turned out to be Goldsteins themselves, bombers plotting to blow up the entire country of Canada. That's a nice distraction, especially when you are hosting a Bilderberg conference. What do you do in your own situation? Well, you had one of the Goldsteins on ice. He was a fictional character anyway. Most people say, you know, no one's ever really seen Zakawi. Do we remember when Zakawi was held in Fallujah? We went into Fallujah, and I guess they questioned him and let him go. Well, that's at least what the mainstream news was reporting. Oops, we let him go. Well, now that it's convenient and now that the timing is perfectly stated, we have killed Goldstein. We have bombed Goldstein. Again, Al Zakawi. Bush's statements on this says Zakawi was the operational commander for the terrorist movement in Iraq. I just go right in and out of these impersonations, folks. You'll just have to get used to it. He led a campaign of car bombings, assassinations, and suicide attacks that had taken the lives of many American troops and thousands of innocent Iraqis. Osama bin Laden called this Jordanian terrorist the prince of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. He called on the terrorists around the world to listen to him and obey him. I can't go on like this, folks. Zakawi personally beheaded American hostages, etc., etc., blah, 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 bippity, bippity, bip. We know the score. In fact, we could have all written Bush's statement for him, couldn't we? We know exactly what Bush is going to say. They're going to use this for everything it is absolutely worth. And one of the great things about the alternative media and having alternative media is that we're able to get these stories out to you to decode this, because this is something that is going to set back into your neighbor's mind, your friend's mind, your family's mind, to prove you wrong the entire time when you said there is no Al-Qaeda, that Al-Qaeda actually is the CIA, Al-Qaeda actually is the Mossad, they are MI6. I love the story that Paul Joseph Watson wrote earlier today, which hints to the fact that the CIA and the Bush administration have jettisoned one of their agents, which is Zakawi. Pentagon jettisons U.S. agent provocateur Al Zakawi. Mossad dies an umpteenth time, but this time it's for real, says the U.S. government. Again, Paul Joseph Watson will join us briefly on the show. 1-800-259-9231. We'll go to your calls here in the first hour. We're going to play, coming up in the next segment, we're going to play about a 9-minute clip of Alex Jones bullhorning Chicago. That's going around quite a bit on the internet today, and if you haven't had a chance to hear that, we're going to play it for you. A lot more on the Zakawi story again in the second hour of today's program. A poll has just come out from Yahoo News. U.S. disapproves of war in Iraq. That's another big surprise to you, isn't it? The death of Al-Qaeda leader Abu Musab al-Zakawi in Iraq came as more Americans than ever thought the war in Iraq was a mistake, according to AP Lapsus polling. Again, this is part of the PSYOPs. We don't support the war in Iraq. Even the generals are falling off the board. Guys like Joe Biden are calling for the head and calling for Rummy to step down immediately due to his multitude of failures. Well, again, what do you do? What's the solution? There's the problem. We see the reaction. Here's the solution. We need to catch one of the boogeymen. They're still saving Osama bin Laden. The poll taken Monday through Wednesday before news broke that U.S. forces had killed Zakawi found that 59% of adults say the United States made a big mistake going to war in Iraq, the highest level yet in this AP poll. Approval for President Bush's handling of Iraq dipped to 33%, a new low. His overall job approval rating was 35%, statistically within range of his low 33% last month. The poll of 1,000 adults is a sampling error margin, of course, of God knows what. But again, I mean, the polls are all bad. The American people are up in arms. The leaders, even the corporate chieftains, are getting a little bit upset over this, and you've got to throw some raw meat to the crowd, and this is exactly what happened today. Immigration was a big aspect, according to the pundits, on the election, again, we spoke about earlier, that took place in California. This is supposed to be a barometer or indicator, again, of how the 06 elections will move forward. And immigration. I mean, this is how the Republicans claim that they won. They're the lesser of two evils. Yeah, they want to give blanket amnesty to all legal immigrants. Yes, they want guest worker programs, and they're all working very hard to manufacture a giant orange carrot on a stick to wave in front of the border, of course, to increase it. These are the numbers, folks. I'm not making this up. That we will have roughly 60 to 70 million illegal immigrants in the next 5 years due to the Bush's policies. But, of course, the Democrats have even worse policies, if you can even believe that. So, according to the pundits, the real crux of how that election was won by their Republican congressman there is due to immigration. Again, this is being debated, and now looks like there was vote fraud involved there as well, but not again a big surprise. Well, Bush says deportation isn't going to work. Reacting to an argument being made by some of the conservatives in his own party, President Bush said Thursday that the idea that the United States could force millions of illegal immigrants to return home ain't gonna work. Bush told a gathering of Hispanic leaders that the immigration system is broken and Congress needs to pass a common sense reform that strengthens the border while allowing more foreigners in to work temporarily and giving those who sneaked in years ago a chance to become citizens. Quote, there aren't those in Washington who say, why don't we just find the folks and send them home, Bush said. That ain't going to work. Now, again, Bush talks in a way that barely makes sense. Hopefully it made sense to you. He said, although it sounds simple, it's impractical to insist that the 12 million illegal immigrants estimated to be living in the U.S., again, that number is extremely low. It's almost double that. It's impossible to get them, impractical to get them to all leave and come back legally. Some prominent conservatives in his party say that allowing those immigrants to become citizens without returning home would amount to amnesty. No kidding. And it's worse than that. Now, what is the reality of illegal immigration? What is the reality of what needs to be done? I mean, I could give you my own personal opinion, and the fact is, no. You can't round up every illegal immigrant in America and send them back. I mean, do we even have the money to do that? That's a good question. Can we trust our public officials to handle something like that? Of course we can't. Do we have some honest immigrants here in the country? Of course we do. Can we get all the illegal immigrants out? Well, some of you might say yes, and we'd like to do it. But why don't we do this? How about this for a very simple plan, folks? Why don't we check all of the illegal immigrants, find out who are the killers and the rapists and those who are taking advantage of the dole system, the welfare system here in the United States. We'll just start with them. Get a big bus, big planes, and load them up and take them home. You know, this is the thing that has always bothered me about immigration, is we have so many of our friends who are legal immigrants, not just from this country, or not just from Mexico, or from this hemisphere, but from all over the world. People who had to go through the system, wait and wait and wait to be approved, who have assimilated into our society, who are Americans first and not Mexicans or Guatemalans first. And is it fair, this is just a simple question, is it fair to just let people run over the border and let them jump ahead in line? I mean, if that's how things work, then obviously who's going to want to follow the system? This is such a no-brainer, and obviously to see where Bush stands, I mean, you got to remember, he's pandering. He's talking to a group of Latinos saying deportation ain't going to work. That's pandering, but he's not saying anything less. We know, Bush, you are a neoliberal. We have absolutely no confusion over the matter. Your daddy was a neoliberal. You're a neoliberal. And though you take the position of being a neoconservative, and maybe some of us will understand there's not a whole lot of difference between a neoliberal and a neoconservative, we know that this is exactly their agenda. This is something I'm trying to beat into the heads of those activists really getting out there and trying to solve this situation. And it's a simple answer. You just lock the border down, boom, and then you deal with it from there. Very, very simple. But well, what we need to understand and what we have to understand is that the idea, and this even goes into this recent Canadian plot, the idea is to break down the borders. The idea is to eliminate the borders by 2010. That's the end game. And if we don't get real clued in on that right away, then we're going to have a problem. We're going to be spinning our wheels. We're going to be running through the mud. And we're going to be carrying biometric ID cards or subdermal microchips. We're going to go to your calls. We're going to play this Alex Jones clip, 1-800-259-9231 to call into the show. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay tuned.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Leave those kids alone, please. Well, you're not getting my kid. That's for sure. That's something I can tell you with absolute certainty. I am not handing my children over to the government information artists in our public schools. We're going to take a few calls. I'm sure a lot of you want to talk about the Bilderberg Conference. We got a lot of calls from Canada. We're going to take those calls. And we are going to play a clip of Alex Jones bullhorning Chicago here very shortly. A lot of news to talk about. You want to talk about Sakawa. You want to talk about the Bilderberg Group. You want to talk about the fact that even the New York Times has just reported today that CIA was backing the warlords. And this is right out of the P2OG document. Critics say that the covert bid to weaken Islamic forces actually has strengthened them in Somalia. And, of course, there are hundreds of thousands dead there to, well, they would have been eyewitnesses to all of this, but they're dead now. So you want to talk about that. You want to talk about this big indicator, this big race in California, which BradBlog.com is reporting is all wrapped up in these electronic voting machines. You know, look, this is a no-brainer. Again, I'm going to say this a lot of times in the show because we have a lot of regular listeners here that know all about this stuff. You know if there's an election, there's going to be an electronic voting machine to steal the election. And I don't know. It's good to see now. I'm seeing a few Democrats starting to come out. They wanted to keep their mouth shut because they were hoping to win the elections and use that for themselves. But now I think they're just starting to get it, especially the activists and not the leaders of the Democratic Party who could care less. But they're just starting to get it. People who've supported the Democratic Party, in this case, the lesser of two evils, they're just starting to get through their heads that they're not going to win any elections as long as these voting machines are around. And I hope, you know, at some point they completely wake up and join us in eradicating these from the United States. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones today, who's up in Canada covering that Bilderberg Conference. Hopefully he'll check in with us today. Let's talk to Canada and see what's going on up there. First, let's go to Corey in Ontario. Corey, are you with us?
Hi, Jack. How you doing?
Very good. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I just wanted to say thank you so much for all your work that you've been doing, and same thing to Alex. I've been a listener for about 5 months now, and really learned a lot from all the materials that I've had access to. So this is really great. So if anybody's sort of on the fence, just dive right in and learn a lot.
Dive in, check everything out for yourself.
Absolutely.
But boy, I mean, when I woke up, I had roughly 30-some years of deprogramming to overcome. It was a lot of work.
I'm around the same time, and you know, a year ago I was for the Iraq War, and I'm not today. So this is good. But I'm calling to talk about two very interesting points, and they're both Canadian related. Mm-hmm. So for the Canadian listeners, these are I'm going to bring these up. The first one is for the listeners that know, CanWest owns Global News. My wife 2 nights ago was at work, and she was watching TV, and she came home and said, "Oh, did you hear about the CubeVan incident on the Global News?" I'm like, "Okay, what are you talking about?" So she described to me that Global News wanted to test to see, based on this sort of terrorist, these terrorist arrests, they wanted to see how the key spots that the terrorists supposedly had targeted, how they had, if they were any more secure than they were mm-hmm. a few days before.
Sure.
Well,
what did they find out?
They rented a CubeVan and they parked it in front of the CN Tower, the CSIS head office, and there was another place that they wanted to check out. And they waited there for 45 minutes apiece, and nobody came out to pick them up. Now, they aired that on the 6 o'clock news, and that night, somebody had parked a CubeVan up north in the Square One shopping mall, and apparently they evacuated the whole mall after somebody blew the whistle on this van, which was nothing. So I think, you know,
Was the second van part of the same test, or was it just the wrong place, wrong time for that van?
Wrong place, wrong time. So we.
But this is exactly the hypocrisy that we've got to be able to use to get through to people, Corey. Because here we are, 5 years after 9/11, going on 5 years here. Our borders are still wide open. Our ports are still wide open. Money is being cut left and right to so-called protect the major targets, New York, D.C., Chicago, Los Angeles, et cetera, et cetera. And we're not any safer today than we were before. But, of course, we know, and this is something we really want to get through to you folks, that security is an absolute illusion. So what you're telling me, Corey, is even after this dreaded near-miss terror attack by these teenagers up in Canada, the place is not any more secure than it was before we heard about that.
Well, that's right. And you know what? Nobody is really scared of what's going on here. I think a lot of people are seeing through it, and they're getting a lot of backlash.
Great call, Corey. Thanks. I appreciate that information. We're going to look more into that as well. That's a great story. Folks, we'll come right back after these messages. More of your calls and more of the show. Alex Jones Show, Jack Blood sitting in, GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, 2 Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of 2 Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. The Alex Jones Show. Jack Blood again sitting in for Alex Jones today. We're taking some of your calls. Going to the Canadians first. I want to see if you have any. If you want to help us with some of the breaking news coming out of Canada, I mean, it is coming out so fast right now that we're just barely able to stay on top of it. This is how it works, isn't it? We get a terrorist plot that's foiled or even a terrorist incident, whether it be the 7-7 bombings, the Madrid bombings, the 9-11, what have you, and it just takes about a day or two before all of the truth starts coming out. And you can be assured, no matter what the situation is, we always end up getting to the bottom of it. So I want to talk to more people in Canada. This was just handed to me from the CBC. Came out today. Prime Minister Harper's office denies Canadians were captured. All Canadian soldiers stationed in Afghanistan are accounted for, despite an Al Jazeera report that an unknown number of soldiers had been captured by Taliban forces. The Prime Minister's office said Wednesday a military headcount was ordered after the television network quoted Taliban sources saying the group had abducted Canadian troops. He is denying that as we speak. An anthrax alert also at the Commons House of Commons sending Parliament into a lockdown. It took over 30 minutes before police gave the all clear. Sky News political correspondent John Craig was on the scene moments after the incident. He said a man being arrested on site had shouted, "You could all be dead. You could all be dead." Craig added, in the central lobby, a powder was found, and a man was detained and told the police it was anthrax. Eyewitnesses said the powder spill is about 5 feet wide on the floor, and police in full chemical masks and uniforms were on site. Again, boy, it just comes fast and furious at us, folks. I mean, it'll seem like we're covering a lot of minutia, not us, but the mainstream media. Nothing's really going on, and then all of a sudden, the news cycle starts almost as if it's all working perfectly together according to the plan. Again, that's why we're here. 1-800-259-9231. In just a minute, I'm going to play this clip of Alex Jones bullhorning Chicago, which I know you're all going to get a kick out of. Quickly, let me go to Zach in Ottawa. Zach, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Thanks a lot for taking my call. I just had a question. I was at the mosque the other day, since I'm Muslim, and, just the day after the raid, and I got a lot of those vibes from the imam there, and when they know it's fake, uh-huh. Everyone feels like it's fake, right? But they can't say anything, because if all the time that the Muslims don't fall into line with the media and say we condemn it, they always get blasted. But if they don't fall in line, they get blasted. You know, understand what I mean?
Not really. Can you be a little more clear?
I'm sorry. It's, if we condemn it, then we're good if we're in line with the media. But if we don't condemn it, then it's like we're supporting terrorism. You understand what I mean?
Kind of. Are you referring to a precise incident or just in general?
No, just in general. Like if we come out and say it's fake, because we all know it's fake, then it's like, what's wrong with you? Why are you supporting terrorism?
No, I know, and that's certainly, I guess, the infallibility of the Bush administration and of our global controllers. I mean, they always, this is exactly what Ann Coulter was complaining about, that she couldn't really set the 9/11 widows straight because they had these dead husbands, and obviously that didn't stop her from amping up her obscene and disgusting rhetoric over the last day or two, which again is a giant distraction, but you know, you turn that right around on them. This is what we've experienced, is that in the Iraq war, we can't do anything to question the troops. We can't do anything. We can't report bad news because, again, we're un-American and we're not supporting the war effort. Well, look, I don't support illegal, immoral wars. It's just that simple. We have principles. And we might talk to the young officer in Washington State who is now declining to join his unit to go back to Iraq. But look, I mean, the times are changing, don't you think, Zach?
Yeah, I do, but it feels like we have my demographic. Like, I'm right in the demographic of the terrorist, and I'm 21 years old, so I'm Muslim in Ottawa.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, right in the demographic, and it feels like I have my hands tied.
You're a Muslim in Ottawa?
Yeah. Yeah, and our mosque had a lot of police around it last few days. They're claiming security. But yeah, one of the lawyers for one of the accused was on TV the other day, and he said, is the M16 in my face security? Is this really security?
Uh-huh.
And all the media was like, oh, this is security. They're plotting the bomb. It's like, no, they're not. Not proven. Nothing's been proven yet.
What type of reaction do the Muslim leaders having, and what are they telling fellow Muslims in Canada right now due to this recent batch of arrests?
Well, there's in each paper there's probably like a few imams. Like an imam is a leader
uh-huh.
in Toronto. One of them was saying, please just calm down. We're not all like this. Another one came straight out and said it's
we're not all like this. Again, kind of. Condoning or underscoring what the government's telling you about the terrorist attack.
Yeah, and in that case, he's falling in line. But the other imam he came straight out. My imam said it's quote, homegrown baloney, and it's all BS.
Right.
And don't fall for it. But the problem is, if we say anything, they can say, oh, why are you not condemning it?
Well, you know, look, and let me just say this real quick, Zach. I mean, a lot of the news that we get comes out of Muslim sources. Sometimes we use copy from Al Jazeera. Okay, sometimes we use copy from Pakistan, especially where it was referring to a number of the officers on the 9/11 commission being bought off by people in Pakistan. And this is what we're always told. Well, this is biased news because this is coming from Arabs, this is coming from Muslims, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in there is always the truth, though, and that's why we try to report both sides here. But, boy, you really are in it, in the thick of it up there in Canada, being a Muslim. You feel like you're going to make it through this?
Yeah, I'll make it through it, but the imams are always warning us, just don't do anything that they can even misconstrue as terrorism, right? Let's stay off the internet, don't say the B word, you know, don't do anything, because Did they see how they can just take you and say, oh, you're terrorist?
Yeah, that sounds a little bit like fear-mongering, Zach. I got to tell you, I mean, I would give you the exact opposite advice. Do what your heart tells you, follow your intuition, and stand up for what you believe in. And you know what? It might be you might end up getting detained. You might end up going to prison. You might end up being sent to Poland or to Jordan or to Egypt to be tortured. But you have to stand up for what you believe in. And as soon as you start playing this little game where, well, I don't want to say anything that's going to get me in trouble. I don't want to say anything that's going to make other Muslims look bad. Or I need to be locked into the groupthink. I need to be maybe listening to my gatekeepers. You fall right into the overall playbook. So I really implore you to stick to your beliefs, stand up for what you believe in, and be bold. Okay, Zach?
All right, thanks, bud.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Jade in Ottawa. Jade, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi. I completely agree that that you should stand up for what you believe in against the, not just fear-mongering.
It's not as hard as it used to be. We have a lot of support now. There are a lot of people that are seeing things our way. A lot of people that agree with this, so it's not going to be as hard as it was a few years ago.
Yeah, I actually walk around campus with a no to Islamophobia button. And anyways, there's groups like Justice for Muhammad Harkat in Ottawa who are right there in solidarity. But the main reason why I called was actually about the Bilderbergs. I've been covering the source on my the story on my blog.
Yeah.
And David Rockefeller and Conrad Black were spotted at the airport yesterday afternoon.
Together?
Not together.
Okay.
But
Conrad Black got in a lot of trouble recently. They caught him as he was trying to sell his news agency, which is quite dominant in Europe and in Canada, and caught him with his fingers in a lot of pies. So he's just running around loose, and it's going to be a star at the Bilderberg Group.
Yeah. So the two of them are definitely in Ottawa. They came in yesterday afternoon.
Good.
And so it's definitely happening. I'll hopefully be able to get out there and do some reporting myself.
Try to get some pictures.
Yeah.
If you can get pictures of David Rockefeller or Conrad Black or the Bronfmans or any of these people running to attend this meeting, those can be flashed all over the world on the Internet. I mean, those would be some great pictures to have.
Yeah. Well, the only problem is that with all this terrorist hooey is probably the best word to describe it. The media had been actually mentioning, oh, the Bilderbergs are coming, stuff like that, and then all this terrorist stuff hit, right?
And perfect timing.
Yeah, and so now the media is completely ignoring the fact that the Bilderbergs are here.
No, that would be the headline at Infowars.com today. That's exactly the analysis we had here. That this was put out perfectly timed for a massive distraction. Also, of course, it gives the Canadians the ability to really clamp down on anyone who might be trying to go get information from the Bilderberg Conference. And that leads us to Alex Jones. I can't tell you exactly what's going on there, but he's run into a little bit of trouble. That's all I can say right now. If he wants to call in and say more, he will. Hey, thanks for the call, Jade. I appreciate it. We got to play this clip. This is a clip now going around the Internet quite a bit. It is Alex Jones bullhorning in Chicago. Scott, do you have that ready? Let's go ahead and play that. We'll play this out. This will probably take the rest of the time in this segment, and we'll come back and play any more if we have to, and we'll go right back to your calls. This is Alex Jones and his trusty bullhorn in Chicago, folks.
First of all, my name is Derry Franchi. I'm the founder of the Lone Master Society of America. We are announcing the new birth of freedom in the death of the New World Order today.
Yeah!
This is to raise awareness on the streets of Chicago. It's Friday. It's a beautiful day. And people are going to be leaving for work, leaving to go home. This is an excellent opportunity for Chicago to wake up.
Job. The government carried it out. Investigate it. They're using it to take your freedoms, just like Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag. We have the official government U.S. documents where they plan to carry out 9/11. Operation Northwoods. They carried the whole thing out.
The Canadian government
Ladies and gentlemen, 9/11 was orchestrated by the military-industrial complex to bring in a worldwide attack on freedom. A new world order engineered 9/11. We have the official U.S. government battle plan, codenamed Operation Northwoods, to hijack jets by remote control and fly them into tall buildings. Did you know Larry Silverstein, the owner of the complexes, admits they blew up Building 7? And he's now the owner of the Sears Tower. Everybody needs to understand this. This is the reality. Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag as a pretext to blame it on his enemies and take total control on February 27, 1933. At CIA.gov, our own government brags that it carried out terror attacks. To blame it on Mossadegh and Iran to overthrow that elected government in 1953. Our own government admits it's carried out terror attack after terror attack after terror attack to blame it on its political enemies. Your government is run by complete criminals. They must be resisted. They must be stood up against. Do you know who is now going public? Do you know who I personally have interviewed on my syndicated radio program? The former German defense minister has gone public and clearly stated that only our government can carry out these attacks. No kidding. And he's written a best-selling book showing the evidence. The former German defense minister is saying 9/11 is an inside job. What about in America? The father of Reaganomics, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, has gone public that 9/11 is an inside job. Ray McGovern, senior CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush Sr., has gone public. Ray McGovern has gone public stating 9/11 is clearly an inside job. You know who else has gone public? Physics professors, mining school heads, Underwriting Laboratories, Kevin Ryan, who underwrote the World Trade Centers, they did their own laboratory test and concluded the official story is a fraud. The engineers are telling you it's an inside job. Dr. Morgan Reynolds, chief economist, Department of Labor in the current Bush administration, he quit. Dr. Morgan Reynolds has gone public that 9/11 is an inside job. Members of the Bush administration have gone public, but your news will not pick it up. We're in danger of the neocon cabal staging more events. Did you know that there has been two separate zombie polls, one of the most respected polling firms in the world? Something a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, had a poll where 60+% believe there's a cover-up. The new poll, right up at 50% of Americans believe the government was involved. The zombie poll. Zombie International. Half of Americans now believe the government was involved in the 9/11. Years. That's why, and this is key,
lost 40% of its viewers. The alternative media is exploding in size. You cannot hide the truth. You will not hide the truth. It's coming out. Your crimes are coming out. You don't think 19 people in a cave could make NORAD stand down, do you? You don't think 19 people in a cave could do things like call public officials like Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco the night before and tell him not to fly? For the police here today, the good people of Chicago, Chicago's finest, when they get home tonight, when they get home after a hard day and they put their kids to bed and they tuck their little ones in, they need to go to Google. And the police need to type in Operation Northwest. Saying they wanted to hijack the air supply into buildings. These arrogant people thought they could do this and even declassify it. They do it and they brag about it and they think it's funny. It's not funny. Operation Northwoods, Google it. Operation Northwoods, Google it. Everybody's going to learn. Go to the Library of Congress.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarpley, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
How do you like that, folks? That's a good example to follow. I wonder if we can get you to take your bullhorns down to your local state house or to your mayor's office, to your public officials, your trusted public officials that you know you can't trust, and do something very similar. Redress your grievances. But I'd like to have been there to see the Alex Jones echoing off of all the buildings in Chicago, telling all of Chicago that this was an inside job and exactly why and who's on board with us. Let's just play the final minute of this clip, and we'll take us out for this hour. Paul Joseph Watson will be joining us here in the second hour to talk more about the Zakawi story. Just got to go ahead and roll that last minute.
Criminals that have seized control of our government carried it out, and nothing on earth is going to stop the truth from coming out. We know the truth. We're not afraid to tell the truth, and we're going to tell the truth that 9/11 was an inside job, a false flag terror operation. We are exposing it. Zogby Poll, half the public believes the government carried it out, and 66 or 68 believe they're covering up. We already got half the people in this country, and in the next few years we're going to have 90%. Nothing can stop us from exposing 9/11 as an inside job. A pretext for tyranny. A pretext for taking your freedoms.
A pretext for taking your freedoms. If you want to learn all of the facts, get all of the information, and be able to pass that along to your loved ones, you need to go to InfoWars.com right now and make sure minimally you have martial law 9/11 rise of the police state. You know, I got into this many years ago, and one of the ways I was able to wake up is that I found Alex Jones's films. I was able to learn a lot in a very short amount of time. I was able to copy some DVDs, give them to other people, and it was really, really effective. You know, there's a lot of great films out there, but Alex has been doing this a really long time, does a fantastic job. Martial Law 9/11, I think, is probably the best 9/11 film out there. It covers the whole gamut. It really is about four films in one. It covers the entire gamut of how we led up to 9/11, what's going to happen now. You need to get Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State. Also, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove has been updated. 9/11 Road to Tyranny is a classic, something you always can use, always can have. And, of course, Alex authorizes that you make copies of his videos for educational purposes. And there are, well, let's just go ahead and take a stab at this, millions and millions and millions of copies of this video arriving in the mail, getting put in the hands of the very people that are making the decisions for you, for all of us. So if you want the best aid you can get out there, go to InfoWars right now, InfoWars.com right now. Get these videos. Ask for the specials that are always running at InfoWars.com. If you don't have access to the Internet, you can always call 1-888-253-3139 to order any of Alex Jones's films. He's got great T-shirts. Really, you can do quite well. And in the store is just becoming excellent here at InfoWars.com. A lot of books, a lot of videos, including Loose Change 2. You can get all of that by calling InfoWars.com, 888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. How many of you are going to the Super Bowl of all 9/11 conferences? That is the 9/11 conference held by Alex Jones and InfoWars in Los Angeles on the 24th and the 25th in Los Angeles. You know, I got to tell you, folks, I'll be very honest with you. I don't have a lot of money. I don't have a lot of time. I'm going to this. I will not miss this conference. You got to do the same thing. We want to see everybody there. I want to meet everybody there. Let's get you all out to this. Tickets are available right now while they last. Again, at InfoWars.com, 888-253-3139. You got to get out to this conference, folks. Again, this is the Super Bowl, the mother of all 9/11 conferences, and you're going to really kick yourself if you miss it. We'll come right back with Paul Joseph Watson. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood. Stay tuned.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.